Hello again, and Merry Christmas. So welcome again to Mitaki Green Chapel English Service, and my name is Grace, and I'm so happy to be your leader today. And I just want to tell you something about Christmas. I've lived in Japan for 10 years, and I love the last song that says, "Go tell it to the mountains and say it everywhere that Jesus Christ is born." So I don't know if you've told anyone Jesus is born, because people in Japan don't know that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. They know about Santa. They know about gifts. They know about the Christmas chicken. They know about the Christmas cake. But they just don't know about Jesus. So that song, "Go tell it to the mountains," is very, very influential, especially in Japan, for us to tell someone Jesus is born. And I didn't know how powerful it is to tell someone Jesus is born until I was talking to my daughter this week. My daughter is a Christian, and we've been coming to church from the time she was born. So I know she goes to Japanese school, and they don't talk about Jesus. So she's likely not to know the meaning of Christmas if I don't tell her well. Because they're doing lots of stuff at school for Christmas for the kids to get excited, and not just everywhere, you know, in Japan, everywhere. But they are not putting Jesus anywhere. So she told me this week they have an English class once a month in their hoikuen. So I've always told her, please tell your friends about Jesus when you have the opportunity, and about God. So this week she came home and told me we had our once a month English class on Wednesday. And of course the topic in December is Christmas. So the teacher asked the children to say, "What is Christmas?" And she told me, I stood up and told the teacher, "Christmas is the birth of Jesus." Of course, you know what the teacher told her, or told the rest. Of course, Jesus was born, but if that's the only meaning of Christmas, it will be too boring for us. Can you imagine? That's why she answered Joyce, and Joyce just told me, "Mom, that's what the teacher said." And the children looked at me and said, "Jesus, yes, Susamakawai." So, you know, because she told them it's the birthday of Jesus, and then the teacher is saying, "Okay, it's the birthday of Jesus, but kawai so if it's all about Jesus alone." And then the kids say to Joyce, "Oh, Joyce, yes, Samakawai." So, you know, and I'm so glad that she stood up and said that, and even in front of the teacher, because it means a lot. And that's what the song is telling us. It doesn't matter what people react to us. Let them know Jesus Christ is born. Amen? Amen. And so I just encourage her, don't give up, you know? Just wherever you have an opportunity to tell people something about Jesus, because it's very rare to preach in a Japanese environment. But when such an opportunity comes and you have an opportunity to tell people about Jesus, please do it for the glory of God. So this is the time of testimonies. I want, first of all, I want to introduce the people who came for the first time. So you all know our brother from Akitakata. His name is Suekane-san. Suekane-san has brought three new people to the Japanese service and English service today. So Sanagi-san. That is Sanagi-san. And then Tamura-san. Okay. And then, of course, you already know Nagaya-san. He always comes with the Suekane-san. And then also, this time we introduce people who came for the first time and those who came Hisashiburi in a long time. My colleague, she sits next to me every day. So that's the person who spends time with me at my work. She's from China. Her name is Cho-san. So please say hi to her. Yeah. It's not her first time. She's come here before, but I'm so happy she came today. And then, I don't know their name. So please, could you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Rafael.
I'm
from Spain.
Spain. Wow. Welcome.
She's my friend,
Mitsuko-san.
She's
from here. Thank you. Thank you. And then please introduce your friend. Lord Will introduced his co-worker. He's downstairs. He's also first time to come. Then long time we didn't see also Chris. Will you come here? Yes, yeah, I'm seeing him. Christian, yeah. Yeah, long time we didn't see you. Please come and say hi. Yeah. We are so happy to see you, you know. He's Michelle's son. He grew up in Japan, but after he finished high school, he went to study in the Philippines, so he now lives in the Philippines. He's now like Okyakusama here. Yes, and anyone else? Oh! You'll preach? Eh? Hitokoto? You don't have something to say to us? Please come if you, yeah, because you're one of us.
Okay, so good afternoon, everyone. I've just shared the comments. So some of you are knows me or new. So I'm Chris from Philippines. First of all, thank you for praying me my travel going here in Japan, and that was my second travel. Certainly, when I traveled, I was really tired with bringing bags or luggage all day. Although by God's grace, he guides me where to go and how to get here. Because of that, he provides everything. So anyway, thank you for praying me for my travel. Once again, good afternoon.
Thank you very much, our visitors and our Hisashiburi friends. So we want to invite testimonies. If you have something God has done, you want to tell us, you're welcome. Lord will you introduce your friend who came for the first time? He went back home. Okay. Tepein Kimura. Okay. We are very happy to see him. Yeah. So please, if you have a testimony or a prayer request or an announcement or something you just want to share with us, this is your time and you're welcome.
Merry Christmas. I'm Art. I've just been really, I think, called recently to really reach out to people who, I have a ministry to hikikomori, but more than that, I've just been really felt led to call out and reach out to people that aren't accepted by this society, and that means everyone, you know, people who are awkward or have, like Kevin, you know, people who are just socially awkward or have a physical deformity or have a mental condition, you know, and it was really cool. I've decided that I will start going up and introducing myself to those kind of people, the kind of people that you would look at and you would stare at and go, well, that's kind of weird. And instead of looking at them, I decided I'm going to go up and introduce myself. And I practiced today with Kenshi-kun, who's in the Japanese service, and he has Down syndrome. And it was really encouraging to him and his mother. So I didn't go to his mother and talk about him. I went to him and I introduced myself, and I said, you know, if you don't have a job, you have some free time, come on out to the farm. And I think it really encouraged them. And so I know it feels a little weird to put yourself out there like that, you know, especially in this country where you're not really supposed to be associated with the people that don't fit in, but you have a God who gave up his, in Chris's word, he gave up his glory, came down into a human body. That enough is that's embarrassing enough. And then he went out to everyone that we humans, we pathetic humans, won't associate ourselves with. And so, you know, for me, Jesus coming down just is really all about acceptance. You know, we were not accepted before Jesus came down. And Jesus is the reason that we're accepted. And to deny acceptance to anyone who's a brother in Christ is not okay. And so, you know, I love how God works. It's amazing, and it's beautiful, and it's challenging. It's really challenging to get out of your comfort zone, to stop caring about what people think, to not feel your social anxiety. I mean, you know, you look at me and you think big, strong presence, but like, you put me in a crowd of people I don't know, and I'm like, I'd rather have a couple drinks, you know, before I went out there. And so, like, for me, one of the sacrifices is, you know what? That's a little burden that you got to carry, you know? You got social anxiety. Deal with it, you know? And so I'm really thankful for the example that Jesus gives us, and I'm really excited to honor that by just really trying to be accepting and really just trying to put myself out there and be uncomfortable because, man, Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head down. He lived a life of sorrow and discomfort. And so for us to say, I deserve a life of comfort is ridiculous. So if you're here and you're choosing the Christian path, you know, you chose the hard route, and it's beautiful. So thank God for Jesus.
Too tall. Okay, hello everyone. Merry Christmas. My name is Michelle. I'm behaved. Okay. Thank you very much for praying for my son, of course. I'm sorry I forgot to acknowledge you. I'm very thankful that he is back to the church and he's really at home also, being in Japan again. Okay, one thing I would like to ask for a prayer is for my sister. A few of you, I shared something happened to my sister's house. On the day that Chris came here, that was the day that my sister's house was burned. So I had a mixed emotion. Of course, I was happy Chris is here, but I was also very sad that my sister's house got burned. The good thing is all of them were safe. So the family were safe, but they're left with nothing, as in zero. My sister is a Christian. She accepted Christ when she was still in the university, and I was also working in the university at that time. But of course, she married somebody who is not attending the same denomination as we did, but. Of course, she still has that faith in God. And as an obedient wife and a submissive wife, and I really appreciate that, that he is very submissive. She's very submissive. She followed the path that her husband wanted them to go. So their house got burned, and they're back to my parents' house now. And I know it's how it would be very difficult for her to be in my parents' house again. Losing your privacy, losing your freedom, and trying to adjust again. Of course, my brother-in-law will have to adjust with my parents and them as a family that they have already established their independence, and then they went back to my parents' house. So I know God will provide. My prayer is just my sister will look to Jesus as the ultimate provider of whatever they need. And that maybe spiritually she will also be rekindled, that her faith will grow. It's a sad situation, but I hope God will use that situation for her to really look back to God. And maybe strengthen her faith again and also be an encouragement to her family. The good thing is my parents are happy. They're happy. My sister is back. So they will be having the time together during Christmas time. And as few of you know, my parents live alone, just both of them in the house. But now, plus four, they're six. And for them, it's an advantage that they have somebody to talk to every day. And maybe that's God's way of telling us that this is my way. Do not leave your parents. Do not leave your parents alone. So, yeah, God works in mysterious ways. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We might not be understanding it right now because my sister have worked for it very hard to have that house. Both of them, the couple, they build that house for their family. It took a long time for them to really have that house, but suddenly everything burned, nothing, zero, everything, including my camera. Pastor Kevin, my camera is burned. Yeah. But thank you very much for praying for my family, and also please include my sister's family. Her name is Loris Jean. Loris Jean, thank you very much.
I try to speak English, but not is my natural language. But I try now in my head is a lot of Spanish, English, Japanese is full. But I try to ordinate. But I will take this opportunity only for say of my sensei Fernando Lopez. He always, in the first time I was in Japan, he helped me. For example, in the 8 years ago, is the first time I go to Japan, and my heya, my apartment, is not have nothing. Is a experience of travel, and he. In the first time, Rafa, what do you need? Do you need something for your life, comfortable in your house? And for me, is very important, but this time is very difficult and don't have nothing. And the first time I can speak Japanese only Japanese 3 months benkoshimashita, and this don't matter. He always love for me, and I will take this opportunity only for every day. I think gracias, thank you Fernando, but I think this is a good opportunity to say him gracias. To be careful of me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eva. My English not good, so please forget. Thank you for praying for me and our gospel choir's concert last Sunday. It was very, very successful, and God's bless on us. Many people stopped singing our song, and that concert was very, very gorgeous concert because three choirs joined a big choir and then singing gospel. It was very, this is a very first experience for me. So that's why I was very enjoyed and amazing. And many people and one foreigner's guy taking a video And after concert, I talked with him, and he said, I wonder, he came to Hiroshima. He was passenger like this, but I'm really happy to and glad talk with him. And also one more, today, one Japanese member get the baptized this morning. And yeah, hallelujah. And I know her, but not friends. But I met her maybe a few months ago in Japanese service. I'm sorry. And today, after service, I went to her and congratulations, like this, something. And she told me, she started to cry and shaking my hand and thank you, Miwa. And I didn't understand. And why I asked her? And she told me, I give to her the chance to, if you get baptized before. And I didn't remember that. And wow, it was amazing. God's working in here. Yes. Yeah. If she misunderstanding, another person to give it advice to her, but I don't care because one Japanese woman saved us, saved God. Yes. Save 神様が一人の日本人の女性を助けた。Yes. それはすごく素晴らしい。Yeah, God is very amazing. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon to everyone. I'm Mark. I just want to ask a prayer request because I'm going back to the Philippines this coming December 27 and January 5, having our wedding ceremony with my fiance. Please pray for my traveling mercy and also successful wedding ceremony. Very, very simple wedding ceremony. Actually, my fiance, I met her in Hiroshima, and then one of my church friends connected to her, and then, yeah, that's why we know to get, praise God, because it's been long time waiting for this moment, I didn't expect that if I didn't come back here, maybe I didn't met her here in Hiroshima. Still God moving, and, ooh, Santa Claus. Anyway, please keep praying for me because it's hard for her to prepare the wedding because she's only one in the Philippines. Only I can do is to communicate to my friends to help her to prepare the wedding ceremony. Because only 2 weeks I will stay in the Philippines until January 10, and then after that I come back here, and then I still have 1 year and 3 months on a working here in Japan. And after that, I don't think so if I will extend my contract to work here. Please pray for me. Thank you. God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Darcy. Thank you for those of you who prayed for the open mic and live performance yesterday in Owasa, in our town in Kita, Hiroshima, at my friend's cafe. It was a really nice experience in that space. I feel God made a family kind of the friends there, and we met new people, and I got to encourage these high school girls. That this one girl had made a mistake in her performance, and I know how that is, and I know, I could see how she was going to be afterwards. She's kind of falling apart a little, and I'm like, oh, that, she made a mistake with her capo on her guitar, and had to fix it, but did it in the middle of the song, and it was actually impressive. And I'm like, no, it was really awesome. I mean, you're really kind of a pro to be able to fix it. And she was like, I got to encourage her. It's younger generation of musicians, you know, it was really fun. And I got to play music with some of my friends. We got to sing Joy to the World in Japanese together to finish my live. And Toshie and Tim were there, and Toshie got to help really kind of try to express what I was trying to say in my pathetic Japanese. She was able to explain more of, like, the main point of Christmas is God wants to come close to us, and he wants to be friends. So I was so grateful for Toshie and Tim being there, to have brother and sister in Christ there. It's really impactful. So please do continue to pray for our town. I do think God is, I mean, he's emotion everywhere, but sometimes I feel like, oh, he really loves the people in Owosso. And I also wanted to, I also talked with one of my friends. I love prayer for my friend Elizabeth in the States. She's my best friend. And she's really just been having a hard time with the Lord. She's been like a steady friend of God for her whole life, grew up as a missionary kid and everything. But this last, like, I don't know, 5-6 years has been really hard. But we were talking the other day, and she was saying how, like, she's not going to church. She's starting to talk to God again, and she's learning how to be honest and just to be angry about the things that have been really hard. And she's like, but the one thing I really miss about church is communion. There's something about the cup and the bread. And she's like, but there's just really nothing for me to, like, you know, thinking about Christmas. I'm like, what is there interesting in Christmas? I was like, well, she's like, the thing that gets me about communion is, like, God would sacrifice for me like that. I'm like, yeah, and the thing about Christmas is that God would put himself in a form that could die for you. That's how the sacrifice was possible. And she was like, oh. So please pray for Elizabeth to just to be touched and reconnected with the Lord, how she really needs to see him. It's a really uncomfortable Christmas for her. And I really appreciate that Ar was talking about how uncomfortable God wants us to be. He's not interested in our comfort. I wanted to share a song with you that I wrote. I've shared this a couple years ago. Those of you who are here at church for Christmas 2 years ago may remember this song, but I would like to share it again. I shared it at the live yesterday. It's really reflecting on how uncomfortable it was. This song really thinks about Mary and how uncomfortable it was for her. So the next song is going to be about Joseph too, because I feel like Joseph does get kind of a shaft. It doesn't have a lot of songs written about him. And anyway, so he... So the song, thinks about Mary and just the one thing after another, like the discomfort of her obedience. And Joseph had that too, the discomfort of his obedience. And we're invited into that. So the song comes from, in particular, a quote also written by C.S. Lewis. The whole thing narrows and narrows until at last it comes down to a little point. Small as the point of a spear, a Jewish girl at her prayers, that's Mary. That is what the whole of human nature has narrowed down to before the incarnation takes place. Very unlike what we expected, but of course, not in the least unlike what seems in general to be God's way of working. So it is exactly how God would come to us in this uncomfortable, dirty, weird, mysterious way. So